BFBS, the Forces Station.
So from pen to paper to production to now, the process has been pretty long from what I've read. And for both of you, how does it feel now to be at this point promoting the film just before release?
It's pretty surreal because it's, for such a long time, it's like it's such an intimate kind of experience, like both in the writing process and then when you're on set kind of collaborating with these amazing artists, and it's easy to kind of forget where the final like destination of the film is going to be, and that it's going to be seen by so many people, and that you'll have to talk about it. So it's definitely been an adjustment to me, coming from a painting background, to have to figure out a way to put words to things in that way.
For me, being an actor with this, not writing it or, you know, directing it or anything, it's very different. So you have that period where the script comes your way and you're kind of doing your prep, and it's a bit like doing a recce, do you know what I mean? You do that and then you film it, and then you just, that's the best bit for me, is being there on set with Ronan and the crew and the other great actors. And then it's exciting that it comes out and that it's at a film festival and it's being, you know, really wonderfully received. And it's a hard film. So I'm so proud that Ronan and Daniel felt compelled to make this film, because it's a subject matter that a lot of people shy away from. So it's very exciting. I'm very proud.
Ronan, your father came out of retirement for this project. How did that come about, and did he require any convincing?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't really a convincing situation. It was he was actually the one who first mentioned to me the idea of us trying to find something to work together, and I was really excited to at the idea of that. But we didn't really have any ideas at first, so it was actually a couple of years after that we both realized we had this shared kind of fascination with the idea of doing something in the world of brotherhood and the idea of the sibling relationship as this almost mystical kind of just the silences within a sibling relationship and the kind of spiritual power of that. And that was kind of the seed for us. And we started in a very kind of low stakes way, where we just began kind of workshopping ideas, and we arrived at the idea of this person who's living in a state of kind of self-banishment in the middle of nowhere. And his estranged brother shows up at his doorstep mysteriously after 20 years of no contact. And that was all we had at first, and it was kind of a mystery even to us. And then as we start to follow the characters into the dark, and their shared history started to kind of reveal itself to us, and these other characters, Ignessa and Brian, became very real at a certain point, and the scope of the world of the film started to kind of expand. So it was a very organic kind of slow process, and I think it was just the work itself on the script that I guess convinced him eventually convinced both of us that it was something that we had to eventually try to do.
Samantha, what would normally attract you to a film or a TV show, and was there anything in particular that drew you to this one?
I grew up in a military family, so my stepfather served in Northern Ireland in the 70s, and my brother was 4-2 commando, and I saw what my mother went through and I went through when he's been in combat. And just the trauma of war, and the fact that a lot of men don't really talk about their feelings, really. And we live in different times now, but having grown up in a military family, seeing the impact of Northern Ireland, Iraq, Afghanistan. And I was in a TV show called Soldier Soldier when I was a kid, season one, so that was 1991.
Yeah.
And that was my first proper role. And I've been acting ever since, so it's really personal for me. And the subject matter was so strangely accurate. Not just subject matter, but just the way that Ronan and Daniel wrote this woman, Nessa's voice. It's very hard for men to write accurately for women, and women who are left at home sometimes to pick up the pieces and fix families. And so that was why I wanted to do this film more than anything, because I'd never read anything like it, and I'd never been given an opportunity to explore something that meant so much to me personally.
I think much of our audience can relate to Ray's character, who's a veteran who's been on operational experiences means he carries that huge burden of the trauma. And also Nessa's character, which I think something that's overlooked, is the military spouse who bears the brunt of that trauma too. But I think sometimes they get forgotten in the process, that it impacts everyone around you. Was there a lot of thought process into how you were going to execute that and how that should look? Because it was done very well.
There's definitely a lot of thought about it, but I think the Nessa, I mean, specifically the character of Nessa, kind of developed pretty organically over the course of writing the script. At first, the script was kind of contained to the story about the two brothers in this hut, and Nessa and Brian were both kind of more on the periphery. And then once we started to enter Nessa's point of view on that trauma and the kind of shrapnel, the emotional shrapnel that's kind of ricocheted through these generations and out through this whole family unit, it made sense of the film in such a deeper way for us, I think. And she became almost the hero of the film, and that she is the one that sets all these events in motion and kind of says, she kind of requires all these characters to stop, to turn and reckon with this past that they've all been in their own way kind of avoiding looking at directly. And so I'm glad that you appreciated that kind of thread of it, because I think that that's an aspect of the film that without it, it would have been a far more narrow-minded approach.
It doesn't, like, sometimes when you're dealing in development as a writer, they'll say, I think you need this element, I think you need that. It didn't, when I read it, it just felt so natural. And it was certainly my relationship, you know, with my son, and how that worked with Brian and what was happening for him, and he was in trouble, and I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, everything just felt so unbelievably honest, which it's so rare.
Yeah, and I think another thing that's overlooked, particularly when we see films about topics like this, is the difficult decisions soldiers have to make about what's morally right. Yeah. And I don't want to give too much away, obviously, and what's legal or not legal. A lot of the time you're asking a young soldier to make them decisions. Right. And I think this touched on that. And then the impact after, which was, again, done so beautifully. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Could I say one thing that I thought the film doesn't realise it's done? And I think that's what great cinema manages to achieve, is that it raises a lot of questions to do with mental health for veterans. And I know a lot because it's not that I know a lot in this way, but in regards to rugby or being on a mortar, you know, like mortar troop or whatever, we're now knowing more and more as we develop as a society to do with mental health issues. And I know that Ray makes that decision to be where he is, but I think a lot of people can't sometimes cope with civilian life. And I really think the government, and I really think that we need more money pumped into charities. This is a personal opinion, this isn't one from the film, but to help veterans when they do leave the military, whether they leave because they're not coping or they leave because they've taken retirement. I just think it's a really underfunded part of, you know, and it just blows my mind that people don't get the support they need. Yeah. And there are charities there, but they're really struggling. So that's, anyway, I think.
It is. It's a very good point. And I think this film does illustrate the impacts of that. So, yeah, thank you. BFBS, the Forces Station.